It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Carrie Kaufman. Chris Mosier has been a great athlete all his life, so it really wasn't a surprise when he took up triathlons, which is actually three sports in one. He's also a trans man, and when he qualified for the sport of duathlon, which is running and biking, for the 2016 Olympics, he became the first trans person to compete in an Olympic Games. It wasn't an easy road, and even when it was achieved, Mosier still didn't have an easy time. So what does this CrossFit decision mean to him and other trans athletes? Chris Mosier, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
So the CrossFit decision, as I said a few minutes ago, was that in the 2019 CrossFit Games, people will be allowed to participate in as the gender that they see themselves as. What is your reaction to this?
This has been a long time in the making. I actually started a petition about this in 2014 when Chloe was first banned from CrossFit as after she was outed as a transgender woman.
Okay, so talk to me about who Chloe is.
So Chloe Johnson is a trans woman who was competing in CrossFit Games. She had been transitioned since her teenage years and had been living her life without telling folks that she was trans. Just living as the woman that she knows that she is and competing as a woman. And an anonymous person at her gym outed her as a transgender woman, which then made CrossFit respond and say that she was ineligible to compete, which started this whole rule about trans athletes only being able to compete in the gender that they were assigned at birth.
So CrossFit is changing their policy. What made them do that?
So it happened recently at the conference, the CrossFit conference, talking about 2019 games, where the CrossFit representative just said, this is the right move to do. This is the right way to treat our gym participants, our athletes. And it seems like it just came almost out of nowhere. I did not know that this was happening, that they were going to change the rule. And I keep pretty good tabs of this on my website, transathlete.com.
And is there a sense that the CrossFit is doing this? Now, CrossFit is a new sport, essentially. You have been involved in older sports. What's the conversation there? I mean, you were allowed to compete in the Olympics. How did that happen?
So I competed in the World Championship in 2016. Duathlon is not an Olympic sport, so World Championship is as high as I can go.
Got it. Okay.
In 2015, I made Team USA for the sprint duathlon, but at that time, I was ineligible to compete in the World Championship and any international competition because they follow the Olympic policy. And so I challenged the Olympic policy in 2015, which resulted in it being changed to allow trans athletes to participate with less restrictions. And that was the removal of the surgery requirement. So all the way up until 2015, transgender athletes were required to have a full lower surgery, internal and external genital modification, in order to compete in a sport, which is a human rights violation.
Right. And yes, to require somebody to change their body to compete. Yes. What is it that you argued and what made them listen in this case?
Well, it was exactly that. It was that no one should have to modify their body in order to participate in the sport. And for me as a trans man, I said, adding an extra body part is not going to make me a faster runner or a stronger cyclist. I competed in the national championship and made Team USA with all of the other male competitors at the starting line who made the team. And so, you know, I thought that I should be able to stand up and represent our country in the same way that the other men on the team could. And I think, you know, to be very honest with you, what I think was the determining factor here was that it was just the right time. It was, they needed an athlete with a name and a face that they could assign to the idea of a transgender athlete, because these policies are being made without ever speaking to trans people, without ever knowing who we are. And also, quite honestly, I think in this case, for my case versus Chloe Johnson and CrossFit, very much part of this was male privilege and the fact that I'm perceived as a straight white man. I'm not seen as a threat in sports because people believe that no one assigned female at birth could ever be competitive with men. And, you know, it was a very different situation than had we had a transgender woman trying to be the face of creating change. As we saw, it took extremely long in Chloe's case than CrossFit.
So that's an excellent point. I want to talk about transgender women, because that's part of the argument that people have said that that transgender women may have a competitive edge. Their bodies may be stronger. Science has disproven that, hasn't it?
Yeah, there are no studies out there. And also, we're not seeing transgender women that are in sports just dominating against women. It's just, you know, if that was the case, that we were going to field trans women and dominate in sports, it would have already happened. And it's just not, that's just not true. I know that there are a great range of abilities, of sizes, of strength within each gender as well. And so, you know, this is based off of a stereotype that everyone assigned male at birth is going to be bigger, faster, stronger than someone who was assigned female at birth. And we know that's a stereotype.
Hormones play a big part in this, and the Olympic policies reflect this, doesn't it?
Yes. So the Olympic policy and most elite-level policies, including actually the NCAA policy, which would be the start of where we start to see this policy, are based off of hormone status, and particularly testosterone.
Okay, so what is it that they're looking for in terms of testosterone?
So most of these policies are looking for the presence of testosterone. For me, as a transgender man, I take testosterone, and I will for the rest of my life in order to align my body more with how I feel inside. And for me, I had to get a therapeutic use exemption form through the World Anti-Doping Agency in order to compete in these international competitions. And essentially what that does is give me a range of testosterone that I'm allowed to be in, which is a quote-unquote typical male range, which as a side note is a huge range, even for cisgender men. And for transgender women, they're looking for the presence of testosterone. It needs to be below a certain level, and there needs to be testosterone blockers and estrogen treatment in order to sort of offset the hormonal balance that they have.
So there is a difference between being allowed to play, having the rules changing the rules, as you have been doing, and being welcomed to play. Talk to me about that.
Absolutely. I think that more and more people now know that trans athletes exist, but there is always pushback when we try to participate, and even more pushback when we start to win. I found that for myself, no one expected that I would win. And if I did win, I don't think that people thought that I would do it again. So as a trans man, I've had a pretty good time, even when I have won races. But we find that transgender women have, are discriminated against. And the media is particularly awful around covering their story just to even try to participate in sports, not even to have them win.
So talk to me about some of the things that media does.
Well, I think first of all is perpetuating these stereotypes. I think that there is a lot of drumming up of emotions around participation of transgender women. Right now we have a case in Connecticut where we have two transgender high school girls. And the way that people talk about them as though they are not people is what I find extremely frustrating. And I understand media needs to, you know, make sure that these stories are out there, but interviewing particular parents and putting out the negative connotations without ever correcting those is what is problematic.
Chris Mosier is an All-American and Hall of Fame athlete on Team USA. He is also a coach. He founded TransAthlete.com and is a transgender man. He was the first openly trans man to compete in the Olympics. And he joins us today in the wake of an announcement by CrossFit to allow people to compete in the gender category with which they identify. Chris, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Coming up next, we're going to look at bankruptcy among older Americans. It's The Morning Show.